Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So there's a constant battle that many of us will face between our working lives and our social lives. Working to earn money or living to spend money. Of course, for many of us, the ideal would be not to have to work and enjoy our lives with our friends and family. But life doesn't work that way. It might seem like a fairly simplistic thing to manage, but there are harmful downsides to not managing it effectively. Given how many people, especially over the last year or two, have been working from home without any real social life, it just goes to show you that all work and no play is really not healthy for you. Now, there's no denying that many of us try our best to balance our work with our pleasure time, although saying we do is a lot easier than actually doing it. And there are many different factors that come into play when we think about things like this, like assignments and deadlines, as well as our own personal financial situation, which can make the balance all the more difficult. So if you're struggling to manage your work with your personal life, here are a few things you should probably keep in mind. First, as you've probably heard before, is technology can be bad for you. Now, with the rapid increase in technology over the last few decades, more and more schools and offices and other workplaces have implemented increased technology into our daily lives. And this provides people and companies with more accurate details, fewer mistakes, and thanks to the internet, an almost endless variety of information from a vast array of varying sources. But that doesn't mean it has to be used. Because of technology, we now have the ability to work pretty much from anywhere we want, and that's undoubtedly a positive. However, this can get in the way of our lives. Now, with information constantly at our fingertips, we often set ourselves the expectation that it needs to be used constantly. Well, in actual fact, all you really need to do, and all you should do sometimes, is walk away. Robert Brooks, a psychology professor at Harvard Medical School, says that quality time should be quality time. And what he means by this is that in order to truly separate yourselves from work, don't engage in activities that encourage you to think about it. So, for example, don't think about your next deadline when you're meeting with friends or engaging in conversations. By thinking about deadlines and assignments, you can inject an undercurrent of stress into your system, ultimately stopping you from enjoying the moment that you're in with your friends. By restricting your involvement in your work life when you aren't working can help to improve your resilience, and studies have shown that resilient people can feel a greater sense of control in their lives. So when you work, work. And when you're enjoying life, enjoy life. Then think about time wasters. The one thing many people have to deal with, but are often too polite to do to say anything, is about people wasting your time. You may know one or two, and whilst most of the time they're harmless and don't mean any trouble, at the end of the day, they can affect how productive you are in managing your work-life balance. Now, by establishing what's important to you in your work life and your outside and home life, you can set yourself goals and achievements that you're aiming to meet. Time wasters can prevent this. There's nothing wrong about denying or declining an invitation to go out if there's important work to be done, and it's certainly not selfish. All you're doing is setting up priorities for yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that. Learning to prioritise between what is seemingly urgent and what is actually important is one of the most important life skills you can learn. We've all tried putting off work by distracting ourselves that we're more interested in doing something more urgent. And once again, thanks to technology, this procrastination has become much easier than before. So if you find yourself scrolling through Instagram for hours on end, looking at posts you've never met, when there's actually something really important to be done, then you're in that moment. You're exactly the type of person who this podcast is aimed at, a procrastinator. So have a listen to our procrastination talk as well as this one, and also our resilience talk. So if this person is you, and you love your cat memes when there's a deadline coming up, there are multiple apps that can limit your time on the phone, forcing you to get on with your work, because at the end of the day, if you don't do the work, you're the one to blame. Now, back to exercise again. We've spoken about exercise before, and for very good reason. Exercise is one of the best ways to reduce stress and promote and help, giving us a calming mindset. Just like we would sleep and eat, exercise is a much needed activity that can improve our lives. Now, of course, going for a 4-hour hike might seem a little extreme and time consuming to some of us, but even just simple breathing exercises for 5 minutes have shown their benefits. Exercise releases feel-good hormones into our system that allows us to relax and stop stressing about things that usually we're unable to control anyway. Don't perfect. Being a perfectionist when there's only one thing to focus on is harmless. But as life gets more and more complicated and you amass more and more responsibilities onto your shoulders, then being a perfectionist can be quite destructive. Dr. Marilyn Pudor York has mentioned that being a perfectionist later in life is harmful to the way in which you live. With being a perfectionist, you aspire for every little detail of everything to be as good as it possibly can be. But in trying to achieve this, you will undeniably burn out and suffer from stress. So to avoid burning out is just to simply let go of perfectionism. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try. It just means sometimes you have to accept that things are as good as they're going to be and there's nothing you can do to change it. Dr. Pudor York suggests that rather than focusing on perfectionism, you should focus on excellence. Now, while these two terms might appear to be identical, there's actually quite a big difference between perfectionism and excellence. Perfectionists focus on having things appear the right way and focusing on whether people think they've done the right thing. Excellence is purely about results. To put simply, perfectionism is thinking about doing the right thing. Excellence is actually getting on and doing it. The downside to a poor work-life balance. Yeah, let's talk about the downside of not getting that balance right. So, having a good work-life balance is very important because it can lead to greater success, a sense of achievement, and a happier life overall. And this is what can happen when your balance is good. But what if it's not? Well, this is when there's an issue. It might only seem temporary, but having a poor work-life balance can actually affect your health greatly in later life. Now, once again, technology comes into play and how we're affected. Now, with the ability to do more work, we're often putting pressure on ourselves and aiming to complete as much work as possible in our given time frame. But that comes at a cost. 100 years ago, the amount of sleep a working individual would usually get was around 9 hours. But now it's only 6 to 7. Losing sleep whilst working harder is not a healthy combination. It's a worrying sign, given that sleep deprivation can lead to a variety of negative effects, including a greater risk of cardiovascular disease. The mental side can also be greatly affected by a poor work-life balance. And there have been studies to suggest that those who work long-houred weeks, upwards of 55 hours, have a tendency to develop mental health issues, including anxiety and depression. The study suggests that those who do work 55 plus hours a week have nearly a 2% chance of getting depression, as well as gaining an extra sense of anxiety. Not only this, but these long-hour jobs can also lead to a higher percentage of leading to strokes in later life. So it's vital, it's really important to keep your work-life balance in check for the health of your body and mind. So please listen to our procrastination podcast as well, and our resilience podcast as well, and find the balance in your life to stay fit and mentally healthy by spending more and more time on yourself and your family. So if you're stressing about work and not doing particularly well, whether it's work at school or college or at work, then rethink your timings. Do less concentrated time and then spend some time concentrating on your life and enjoying yourself. So you're rewarding yourself every hour or so for the work you've achieved. And the important thing to remember with this is walk away from your work when the going is good. Now that's against the grain. Most people won't do that. They'll stick at it when it's going good and do it until they get sick of it and fed up with it and frustrated and irritated. That's what you mustn't do. You will not want to come back to it. You will find reasons to procrastinate, like visiting granny or shampooing the cat. But these things are urgent because you think they're urgent, but they're not important. Get your priorities right, okay? Speak to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.